is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
Okay.
Okay, Paddy Jervis. Oh, are you going really close and whispering like it's a late night local radio show?
I'm doing my sex voice.
Oh, I'm sad about knowing that.
Okay, are you ready?
I am. Okay.
Oh, God.
No, I've got a little snake in there.
Hello, I'm Johnny.
Hello.
And the Baptists. And this is my friend Paddy and the Baptists.
Yes, hello. That's me.
In the corner. Oh, I better not do that. We'd then have to send money to REM.
Well, and we already give them so much.
We have to give them 40% of our Patreon income. Because
are they good with that? Do they take it as tax?
They do. I don't know very much about REM. I can tell you. I mean, there's things I know about them. If you want to test me, Michael.
Michael
Stipe.
Great.
The lead singer.
Yeah.
And then the other people are called Bill.
Richard Everyman.
One of them
and
is called
Robert. Entropy
Mills,
machine.
And one of them's called Berry, I think. They're servants.
Right.
I just remember seeing that. I can picture that as like sort of written by Buck, Mills, Berry. Buck, Berry, Mills, Berry, Buck? No, I don't remember.
Boggis, Bunsen, Bean.
Why am I listing the surnames of the members of our... I'm Googling it now.
It's been a hard time.
We've had a hard... Paddy, would you... While I'm just... Googling REM.
While you're Googling REM. While you're Googling
could you
REM.
Explain why we're tired?
We should start every episode with this. Johnny Googles
Bill
REM.
Bill Berry, Peter Book, Buck, Mike Mills, and Michael Stipe. So it was quite close, actually. Berry, Buck,
so two Mikes
Mills,
and two
and Stipe.
Bees.
Two Mikes, a Peter and a Bill. And I feel fine.
What do you think... What do you think it stands for?
REM?
Yeah.
Rapid eye movement.
Yeah, no, what that was an opportunity for a punchline, but I don't,
oh,
but don't know. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll stay in the REM
okay.
bit.
It's a bit like it's a bit like ABBA.
Right, okay, which stands
Michael,
for Andy Boggis.
Michael Rembrandt,
mm-hmm.
Bill Embrandt. And Mike Good. Mills. I've kept that one the same.
You've lost a member and you've... Right, okay, great.
Well, they did lose a member.
Oh,
their
no,
last couple
they?
Of albums was... Yeah, the drummer quit because he got... I think he got...
Dead.
No, I think he had something wrong with his hearing. So it's sad, but
sad.
Not as sad as being dead. But also, they did... I mean, I hope he's happy. They did very well. They made a lot of money. And you know they've got it doesn't matter what they go on to do, they've always got that back catalogue. No one can take that away from them.
Yeah, and our Patreon. They're
yeah, and
really
they do make in all that money from our Patreon. Paddy, did you explain what's going on? Because I was reading about REM and I felt like
no, I found what you were doing more interesting, so I joined in with that. So here's what's going on. Point
do you want
one,
to know why
tired.
REM
oh, no,
split
no,
up?
No, go for it. Yeah, yeah, no, you keep go. You go back to that REM bit. Yeah, okay. Why did REM split up?
It was the money, the politics, meeting new people 24 hours a day and not being in charge of my own decisions, they said.
Wow.
The decision to end the band came during the making of 2011 album Collapse Into Now, when Stipe told his Buck and bassist Mike Mills, his friend Buck, I think that should be, but it's a...
Yeah.
I need to be away from this for a long time. So it's very sad in a way, or is it... I mean, one of the nice things about REM, I think...
Yeah, go on, yeah.
...is that they're not still together.
Yeah, okay. That's quite good.
Because with the exception of a very small handful of bands, most bands just keep going. And they tour endlessly and make terrible new records that somehow people still buy. And it seems very, you know, I think it's nice. I think touring is still great, but I think you should just be like, we're not going to make new albums. Maybe I don't. I don't even think I agree with what I'm saying. I've lost faith in my own art. What I really think should happen.
Yeah.
Is the Rolling Stones should be euthanized. No, I don't think that.
You get into a particular mode on podcasts where you start and then I can see it in your eyes. You realize about not even a quarter, I'd say 15% into a point in inverted commas,
yeah,
that you don't, one, understand the subject matter, or two, really agree with it.
Yeah.
You carry on. Yeah. He keeps going in the hope that you might land a thing. And often you're successful.
Well, like I'm like an edgy comic. I just drop truth bombs and then I'll eventually pick up the pieces.
Yeah, and then you leave me to do the truth aid.
Is that how you feel your life has gone? So tell me, Pavi, we've had a busy couple of days. What's been going on for Johnny and the Baptists, I hear people ask?
Well, we're still in the now bi-weekly Johnny and the Baptist 2-week admin drive. We've had lots of stuff to hand in, and we kept having to push stuff back because of the amount of hours in a traditional day. Then we managed to finish off some big jobs last night. And then we encountered more problems today.
Oh, no.
Today was going to be the day where we mixed up how we record podcasts. We're going to start doing it on some exciting new software.
We've got exciting new software.
But we both have such limited time that we've just decided to do it the old way, because learning the new way that's much easier has been more stressful than doing it this way.
We are old dogs, and these tricks, they're beyond us.
Oh, God, they're new. God, they're new. I'm going to get a new mic. That's very exciting.
Mike Mills from REM.
Yeah, Mike Bartlett, playwright.
Yeah, playwright. Friend. Of us.
So we said we'll go straight into the podcast. Johnny, you've got another 34 minutes, I'd say, before you have to go. We've got two episodes to do. We've talked a lot about REM. do you know any other REM songs? I know That's Me in the Corner, Night Swimming, Oh, What a Wonderful Life.
No, that's not an REM song. Oh, I think I can name quite a few, actually, if you want me to.
I actually don't. You see, I've done what you do there, where I've started a point and gone, oh, this is good. This is not all even right. Going nowhere.
Shiny,
it's just going
people.
A direction I don't like. Shiny, happy people. How are
Shiny,
they doing?
Happy people, which they apparently hate.
Right. What, because it's...
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Stephen Onion, Stephen Fry, Stephen Mangan,
Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
Very good. Man on the Moon.
If you believe...
I can't redo Michael Stipe.
They put a man on the moon. Man on the boo ba 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 ba
ba
ba. What else do
Mammy
I know?
Mammo.
Orange Crush with Eyeliner. I don't know if that's a song or if it's just
it doesn't
a string
sound
words
real,
I just said.
It?
They've got an album called New Adventures in Hi-Fi. I've just remembered that. How the West Was Won and Where It Got Us. Actually, I know a lot more REM. I think I used to live with someone who was a big REM fan, is what I'm discovering. Because I don't think
Michael Buck.
I live with Michael Buck. I think it's Peter Buck. Hang on. Let me list the members again. It's Peter Buck, Michael Mills,
yeah,
Michael Stipe, and Bill Berry. And they all,
right,
they've all, they're from America. I don't know where they're from. Where are they from?
I don't know, Matt. You're the REM expert,
they're from Georgia.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that.
They were all students at the University of Georgia. And they formed in 1980. They've had a great career.
Well, there you have it. What else have you got for me? We've had a long time of work.
Would you say that you know more songs by REM or by U2?
Okay, you can test me. Okay, go. Well, no, actually, you've got to set the parameters
go.
Of the test.
Nope, no parameters.
No, okay,
just start.
So what? So use okay REM. The end of the world.
No, we've listed
as we know
how many U2 songs can you list in 10 seconds?
With or without you, The streets have no name. The sleight of hand and twist of that's with or without you again.
That's 10.
I'm getting closer to God. What is it? No,
I'm getting closer to God.
That's Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. No, hang on. What's the one? What's the one that's like? Now this is gonna sound awful, but it's like it starts with a G. And then it goes to a D, but it's not Knocking on Heaven's Door. That's not them. What's their other... there's With or Without You, and then they have
one.
Another like...
You're thinking of one that has that...
One Love, One Love. I only know that because Johnny Cash covered it, and it's much better.
Well, yes. I do prefer his version, but I think the original's very good as well. I mean, I
like the song With or Without You as well.
Yeah. I don't mind the song. You don't have to be there. I like it when we're listening together. I like it on my own, you know.
That's really good.
I don't know if it's very funny, but it's true. I used to do a very funny version in my solo act of Where the Streets Have No Name.
Yes, you did it that gig where I was ill.
I did it a gig when you were ill, and I performed. My version of Where the Streets Have No Name is if the lyrics were literally about someone trying to find. Like the post office, but the streets have no name, and they just keep getting lost and really annoyed with the system. Because it's like it's not like it's a grid system; it's a really old. You know, we're in Ireland. These roads have been around for a very long time.
Yeah,
you know, which I remember finding very funny, and the audience less so.
Oh no, I think it was a hit. What other bands are there? What are we meant to be talking about?
Meant to be talking about Happiness is out there. That's the name of the show. And this is if no one's ever listened before, this is our little podcast. We do about 20 minutes every week for free, and then we go over and do 20 minutes on Patreon. And the reason I list that as 20 minutes is because normally it's half an hour, but I'm slightly out of time. So.
Yeah, exactly. You're running low on time. I've made a huge error today, which is... I'm working in the kitchen / living room, and my back is in so much pain that I've brought an office chair through because I was just sitting at a little wooden kitchen chair, and the problem is there's wooden floors in here, so as I'm talking I'm gradually rolling away, so I have to keep pulling myself back, and every time I do it I hit the table with the arm of this chair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. You're not, and you don't have to be.
I am sorry. The whole thing sounds exhausting.
It's really exhausting, and I already got audio problems. I'm going to get a new mic. I already told you that.
Yeah, but it's still nice to know.
It is still nice to know. It's because I was like, oh, I've got the best mic. Paddy's got the best mic because he's got all the music equipment, but I have had this mic for nearly 13 years, so it's good for then and bad for now. And you've got a very cool mic that I really like, and it's a plug-in and go professionally one, and I like it, and I want it, and I want pudding. What are you reading on the screen?
Bill Berry.
Right. Okay. So you're back
REM
at it.
In 1997, apparently.
Oh right.
Yeah.
And that is so. Do you think he left and then killed my mum a year later? Because that timeline does add up.
Well, yes, I wonder if that's something that you're sort of projecting. But I don't want to get too analytical in this fun podcast. Although it is meant to be more about mental health than REM, and this week hasn't. I mean, you know, you've dropped a big clanger there that sort of brought it back to. Any news on your...
I've got some news about a scrape I got into.
Oh, right, yes. I was
Do you want to hear it?
Mental health, but no, let's hear about this scrape. Is it a mental health?
If anything, the fact that I'm avoiding answering the question probably says more about where I'm at than anything else. Yeah, okay. Do you know the website Temu?
T-E-M-U?
Yes, they're new.
That was just a guess.
Yeah, no, that was very good, though. They're new. They are one of those shopping... You know, like, Wish.com? They're one of those shopping websites that's like, you can have this for a pound. It used to be £1,000, but right now it's a pound, and if you buy it, it'll be great. And then they send it to you, and it's dreadful.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never used Temu, and don't intend on. Anyway, I got an email from Temu saying, "Hello, Marion. your purchase is on the way." And I thought, "Oh, this is spam." And then I got a thing saying.
Then I realised I am Marion.
And then I got a thing saying, "Here's your every EVRI delivery notification and your tracking number." And I thought, oh, they're going quite far with this scam, but so far they haven't asked me for anything, so that's interesting. I then looked at the tracking number, and my purchase was very much on its way to an address in Bedford, and to someone who wasn't me, and then it sent me my receipt, which gave me all the contact details, name, and payment details of someone who isn't me, and their phone number.
Oh, golly. And is it Marion?
All on the receipt, yes. So I then contacted Temu and said,
"Not Marion.
I don't know what's going on here. Not Marion. Well, no, hang on. I contacted Temu. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And they were like, oh, you need an account to speak with our customer service. And I was like, I'm absolutely not doing that. I already apparently have an account and my name's Marion. You're sending me a shipment of torches. So then I added the number. And I texted them on WhatsApp, and they had a picture of a dog as their profile picture. So I thought, this is going to be fine. And I was treating them as someone potentially trying to scam me. So I was quite, not rude to them, but I was quite standoffish. And I was like, hello, is your name Marion? And have you recently ordered something from Temu? And she was like, yes, who are you? And then I explained sort of the situation, but still thought she was trying to hoodwink me. Sure. It turns out she thought I was trying to scam her because I was being so weird about the whole bloody thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to sound weird, but I've got all of your payment details and your address, phone number, full name, like absolutely everything, because I think something's wrong with Temu. She was like, I'm never going to use them again. Gosh, I'm so angry. And then she said, I've spoken with my niece and I may have misspelled my email address when signing up for this purchase. And I think it's sent to your email address, which I don't think adds up, by the way, because my email address is quite specific and doesn't look like her name.
What's her name?
I'm not going to give her full name because I think that's sort of that's sort of doxing.
You're right. But could I make that? Can I just ask? I'm just going to interrupt very briefly. This is a great.
Yeah, story. No, go for it. Yeah.
Your name's Paddy Jervis. That's not giving away any information that isn't already out there. Is her name Paddy Jermers or Marion Clonksworth?
No, it's not. It's much more like Marion Clonksworth.
Okay, fine.
So I still think something's weird, and I'm like, I could still be a scammer. So I went on, and also the way she was texting implied she was probably very old. So I went on Facebook and
you found her niece.
I looked up her full name and people who lived in Bedfordshire. And I found her on Facebook and I found the similar picture of definitely the same dog as one of this person's previous profile pictures. And I was like, this is her. And then I looked at her profile just as we were starting to resolve things with Temu. And they were like, oh, we're sorry about this. Da, 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 da. And I was being very angry about it. And then I looked on her profile, and it turns out she's a massive racist. So we were then having this dialogue on the phone, and then midway through us sorting this problem out, I realised she was a tool, and I started being very unhelpful in sorting it out. Because I was like, oh, well, I don't want to make your life any easier. Sure. And I think I cancelled her shipment of torches. She bought a load of torches and a big plushie of a seal.
God, so is that you think that's KKK stuff?
I think it's KKK stuff, yes.
She puts the plushie of the seal over her as the hood, and then she's got all the torches.
And waves all these torches. And so I think I've cancelled her order, which she's very angry about. And I've said, oh, I don't know what I did. I'm ever so sorry. And now I'm being very incompetent. So she's having to deal with my shit all the time.
Why don't you link her to your Facebook page? because she'll see that you're not racist and she'll be annoyed, equally as annoyed.
She'll be equally as annoyed. Oh, and it's also, it is very that boomer style of what begins as traditionalist and then very quickly is Britain First, without any sort of steps in between.
And what about this niece?
This niece, who I can only imagine hates her aunt.
Really?
Well, I just imagine so. If you look at this aunt's profile, she is furious about the Chinese restaurant in Bedford, and not for the food.
just the very existence. It's very existence in.
Oh yeah, and she really went.
During COVID, racism, isn't it? Because you know, let's be honest, Chinese restaurants have been a thing for as long as anyone can remember in this country. You know, certainly 80, 90 years of Chinese food in Britain. That's fair.
And she seems to be very angry at the EU because of COVID, which I don't know. I don't know where these.
Well, she
where these line up.
Torches, and maybe that'll teach her tolerance.
Yes, we will hope so. We have to go over to Patreon because we've only got a limited amount of time this week.
Yeah. We've got 18 years left to live.
Have you got any closing thought? I'm sorry I didn't talk about my mental health. It's not very good this week. Neither's yours. Let's just move on.
Let's just move on. Okay, so what we managed to do...
Yes.
Was talk about Temu and REM as a sort of metaphor for the breakup of my mental health, REM, and the incompetence of yours, Temu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Well, look, if you enjoy our stuff, you can go over to johnnyandthebaptist.patreon.gov The links are all in the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We do other things. We upload new songs and videos and a cookery show, which is wild. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
And we're going over to Patreon. So thanks for listening. We love you.
Goodbye.
If happiness is even real, then finding it is not for you. But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down. So maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around. So why not just stay in your chair forever? Chair is safe.